Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text today is from our first reading from Revelation chapter 7, where after the church gathered round the throne, saying praises to their Lord, the elders spoke of the crowd, that they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And today we speak of God wiping tears. And when he wipes tears, we can see him all the better. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you might have heard it said that there are only two things you can be sure of: death and taxes. But that's not what we believe. And I don't mean theologically. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's true in a different way, but I mean instead in our lives. We don't live like we really only believe that death and taxes are the only sure things. We are sure that high school, it starts in late August or September and will continue until May or early June. We plan our trips, we plan our work around those dates. We're sure of them. We're sure that seniors at high school are going to have their proms and graduations and celebrations, and that we should probably plan to attend those celebrations. We are sure that church services are held each Sunday and that we can go to them. We're sure that when someone dies, that there'll be a funeral and that we should both plan to attend. And in fact, we're sure that there should probably be a meal afterwards. Some of us are so sure of this that we plan out the text for ourselves even. The text and the hymns and who should speak and even the menu for the dinner. Because we're that sure it's going to happen. We can be pretty sure that farmers are going to be concerned about the weather, even if it's good, that it might still become too dry or too wet or too cold or too hot. We can be sure that there will be turkey and football at Thanksgiving as the family gathers together. We are sure of lots of things, and we live like we're sure of lots of things. We're so sure about this that we train not just ourselves, but even our children to follow, to be ready for those things, that they should know what to expect. We teach them even when they should celebrate and when they should mourn, when to work, when to pray. There are smiles and there are tears. We know that we can expect both. But we know what to expect from each event. The sun rises, the sun sets, and we order our lives around what we expect. So it is. And then 2020 came. And that year, this year, school ended in March. And even now, it's kind of day to day if it continues. Some schools have been out for 2 weeks or more. Some places in the U.S., they haven't started. Seniors, when they missed their proms, they missed their graduations, or they were spotty at least, they were haphazard, and there were few parties. And while we had lots of time off, there weren't a whole bunch of trips being taken around that time off. Church services, they were canceled, and they moved online. We couldn't meet together to worship even. Now, death still happens, but even to people that we don't expect sometimes. But by and large, funerals are much smaller affairs. Sometimes they've been limited to 10. Meals iffy at best, and often doesn't happen. We can't even visit half our old friends and family. And when there is an event, be it a funeral or a celebration, we don't know if we should even go. And if we do go, we don't know if we should celebrate or be scared. It's hard to know if we can even shake hands or hug. And we might still wonder about the weather. I guess that one still lasts. But Thanksgiving may be small. My daughter tells me she's experimenting with being a vegetarian. There's no telling what football game's going to be on, if any. Who knows who's going to be sick that day. You know, we might say death and taxes are certain, and death may be certain, but funerals have changed. And if you didn't notice, taxes weren't really due April 15th this year. They were due at a different time. We hardly know when to celebrate or when to mourn. It's hard to order our lives. And so it is good that today is All Saints' Day. Today we can remember all the things that we can really be sure of, and it's not the things of this world. That's not what the saints of old testify to. It's not what the saints here at church say today. So today we talk about what is theologically certain, but even more, God is in control not just of church, but of the whole universe. And so when we say we are what we're sure of, we mean what we're actually sure of. Not just what we want to be sure of, or what we ought to be sure of. This is what all who believe in Christ, all who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, confess, even unto death. That we're not as certain of death, but we're sure of this confession. That God created a good world. What did I say? How certain can we be of death? There was no death then. That because of sin, that sin entered the world, and death has lived with us since then, but that God fixed that. God in the Son took on human flesh. That he died our death for us, that we would not end in death. That he rose again. That he sits at the right hand of God the Father in the midst of the throne. In the midst of his people. All of this is accomplished. All of this is certain. He has told his saints of old, just as he tells us in his eternal word, that does not change. That this has happened, that this is certain, this cannot change. But there is more that we confess, that the saints of old have confessed, that we confess, that we are baptized into Christ, that we are given his name. That we were baptized into his death, and he, as he rose, also lives in us. God has done this. Again, it is a certain thing. You can look and say, when was I baptized? When was I given the name? It isn't something that can change from year to year. It is certain. The promise is given. Are to be believed, and because we're in Christ who rose, he rises in us, and we will not die. We do not die forever. Death is not the end. Death has been conquered and has become for us the entry to the throne of God, where the Lamb in our midst is our shepherd. This is the faith the saints of old confessed as they live in glory, and this is the faith that we still have today and confess with them. Now, there are tears, particularly this side of glory. There are tears for what we lost this year. The celebrations, the friends and times together with them. There are tears for the lives lived apart and even the lives lost. But the God who created us, the God who redeemed us, is still faithful. Our text in Revelation begins by speaking of the church praising God. The church's eyes are always on her God. Our eyes are always on our God. And God's eyes, they're always on His church. He watches out for us. He is faithful and wipes away our tears and lets us see Him. He shows us Christ risen and assures us of our life with Him, with no more mourning and no more tears. And so this year, though things seem to have changed, yet it still remains the same. Our God reminds us that He is faithful, that we cannot trust the world, but we can trust Him. Today, as we celebrate All Saints Day, we remember these saints of old who have no earthly plans, who don't have a plan for how they'll have even lunch today because they don't need to worry about it. For God takes care of them and they face no scorching heat. He wipes the tears from their eyes. They go to the living water to drink. God tells us that He has a heavenly plan for them, and He tells us He has a heavenly plan for us. That even this year, when everything's in upheaval, when the tyrant death seems supreme, He assures us He is not. That death is not supreme. That God is supreme. That He has conquered death and made life for us. We might still mourn what we've lost, but we mourn in hope. We also celebrate in hope. Often the same event. Because all of our mourning and our celebrating is in God, who's in our midst. We mourn for what separates us and celebrate that God still joins together. That even today at the feast, He joins together. We who still struggle here with saints of old who have gone before us. All before the throne of God, praising His name with our eyes on Him. He promises to us, not just to the saints of old, but to us, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The promise of life with our shepherd, seen in the word, that the saints of old celebrate even now. We celebrate too in part, waiting for our tears also to be wiped away that we may see Him clearly. So today, in a world that changes, confess what is certain, as the saints of old have. Confess your God, who created and who has redeemed you, along with all the saints. And know that the God you trust, He still lives for you on His throne. He still sustains you with His word and sacrament and leads you to the living waters. The Lamb is on His throne. The Shepherd is in our midst, even now as His word is preached, bringing us to see Him clearly. He feeds and sustains us. He turns our mourning to celebration. He turns our eyes from us and to our feet to see Him. We see ourselves only dimly, as if in a mirror, as we look to the eyes of our God, who sees His saints. And as we hear His word, He wipes away the tears from our eyes, that we see Him clearly, that nothing, not even death, separates us from Him. We confess Him with all the saints. Amen.